Chapter 4.
It's happening. It's happening again.
Ariana's voice came from the mist, a whisper.
Please, no.
Where are you?
Brianna demanded. She stood in a dark thicket cloaked by rising fog. Although unable to see into the darkness, she knew her twin was nearby. She could feel it.
Ariana?
Help them.
Help who?
The others.
I don't know who you mean.
The ones like us, silly. Help them,
Ariana said. And in that moment, Brianna found herself alone in a desert, under a broad blue sky and parching bald sun. Cacti stood guard over acres and acres of sand.
Ariana?
Brianna said again. The only answer was the rush of wind and the cry of vultures circling overhead. When she looked down at the ground, she saw them, two bodies curled in fetal positions, mirror images facing each other. Pushed by the gusting wind, sand scattered away from their bones, hollow-eyed skulls with long teeth and empty nasal cavities, rounded, exposed ribs, and knobby vertebrae bleached by the intense sun. With a sickening spasm, Brianna understood that she was staring at what remained of the missing twin brothers, Garrett and Gavin Reeves, both originally from Phoenix. She had to call the police, to alert the authorities that she had found them. But before she could make a move, one of the skulls twisted on its chalky vertebrae to stare at her.
End this,
it hissed over the rumble of the wind.
What?
End this, or there will be others.
The wind was picking up, growling over the flat landscape, whipping up sand as it moved.
Their blood will be on your hands.
I don't understand.
Oh, you know, Brianna.
The skeleton raised a bony hand to stroke the unmoving skull of its twin.
You know.
The wind roared as a sandstorm arose and swept over the area. As Brianna watched helplessly, the second set of bones was blown from the gravesite.